Today's Amud is Megillah Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding by the bottom line on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the end of the line, by the two dots. So the Mishnah said that Kara Echad Karuhu Shnayim is Yatsu, that when it comes to the Megillah, so you can have one Baal Kaire, you can have two Baal Kaires, and either way you're going to be Yitze, as we'll see in the Gemara is going to explain the reason. But first, as the Gemara Tana that we learned in the Braisa, Masha'en came by Taira. That when it comes to Kriyas HaTaira, that's not the Halacha. You're not allowed to have two people reading from the Taira. You're only allowed to have one Baal Kaire. This is part of the general idea that two sounds, Trekali Lo Mishtamoi, that a person doesn't hear two sounds. And, or at least it's very difficult to hear two sounds at the same time. And therefore, we don't want two people reading from the Torah at the same time, because then someone's not going to hear the mitzvahs correctly. He's not going to understand what he's supposed to do. He's not going to understand it correctly. And therefore, we specifically have one Baal Kaire. And says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, B'Torah Echa Kaire V'Echa Mitargeh. Now when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, so you have to have one Baal Kaire, and one person who reads the Targum. It used to be back in the day, they used to have someone else be Metargim the Torah into Aramaic. Nowadays, anyways, we don't really understand the Aramaic. They did it only for a practical reason, because this way people could understand what the Baal Kaire was saying. There were people that didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, so they would read it in Aramaic, which was the language that they spoke, so that they would understand. Nowadays, where anyways, we don't even understand the Targum. Look, Art School just put out an English of Targum Unklus. We don't understand Be'etzem the Targum. Many people don't understand the Targum. The people that do probably understand the Lashon HaKodesh also, so there's no real reason to translate the Torah and to be Metargim it into Aramaic. So maybe have someone read it in English. That's not the same. The Targum was written blood Beruach HaKodesh, so there was something special about reading it in Targum, also for the practical purposes, but also because it was something that was written Beruach HaKodesh. Art scroll, as great as they are, it's still not Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore Lamaisa, we're not Metargim the Torah into English, and therefore we don't have this Takana Bechlal anymore. But that's what it used to be. So it says the Braisa, you have to have one person reading the Torah and one person being Metargim. And you have to make sure that you don't have one person reading and two people translating. It's Torah. It's very important that people should understand it correctly. And two people don't always hear two sounds at the same time properly. And therefore, we're makbid that you can't have two people translating it. Rashi points out, Kol Shekin, you can't have two people reading the Torah. You have to have specifically one Baal Kaire and also one Metargim. Ubenavi, however, when it comes to Navi, which doesn't really talk about as much the mitzvahs of the Torah, it's more Musar, so then Echad Kaire Ushnayim Metargimen, so then you could have one Baal Kaire, and you could even have two people being Metargim. Avada, we care for people to understand it correctly, but sometimes people do hear two sounds, so if they want to have two people being Metargim, that's fine. We don't have to be chayshesh for the fact that maybe people won't hear it properly. It's not, and we're not dealing with as sensitive matters. But you can't have two Baal Kaires and then also two people translating. The emphasis on the ratio. You can't have two people reading from the Navi, only one person. However, when it comes to Halel, when you had the Chazan being Maitzi the Tzibur, or when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, when you have the Chazan, the Baal Kaire being Maitzi everyone else, so you can have even 10 people reading from it, or 10 people translating it, reading the Targum. That's completely mutter. My time, what's the reason? Kaven the Chaviva, since it only comes once in a while, so people are more Mechaviva, people have much more of an appreciation for Halel and for Megillah, so Yahavi Daitayu Vishami, so they're going to make sure to pay extra careful attention, and they're going to be able to hear even the multiple sounds at the same time. We mentioned in the Mishnah, Makom Shenoagu Levarich Yivarich, that in a place where the minig is to make a bracha, so you make a bracha. So says the Gemara, this is talking about by Kriyas HaMegillah. Amar Abaye explained, Leishanu El Lachareha. This that's Talui in Minog, that's referring to the bracha after reading the Megillah, which the Gemara soon is going to bring the Nusach of the bracha. That's referring specifically to the bracha after reading the Megillah. avalefaneha, but when it comes to making a bracha before reading the Megillah, so that's a mitzvah levarich. That's a kiluachiev. Not everyone has to make the bracha. That's not just tali aminok. What's the makar? The Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that kol ha-mitzvah is kulon, mevarech alein oivar la-asiyasan. Now when it comes to all mitzvahs, you make a bracha before performing the mitzvah. So therefore by Megillah it's not tali and minog, you have to make a bracha beforehand. When the Mishnah says it's tali and minog, that was referring to the bracha that's after the Megillah. But before the Megillah, that's a chiev, like we see, kol ha-mitzvah is kulon, mevarech alein oivar la-asiyasan, you have to make a bracha before performing the mitzvah. Now, we're saying that Ayver Lasiyasan means before performing the mitzvah, so ask the Gemara that we've had before, that my mashma, the hay Ayver, lishna dakdumehu. How do you know that the lashon of Ayver means to make a bracha beforehand? How do you know that Ayver means to go in front of, before? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Amar Kra, the pasuk says that v'yara tachimatz derech hakikar v'yavara sakushi. This is referring to when Yoav sent the Kushi to go inform David HaMelech that Avshalom was that he died, and so he sent the Kushi, and the Kushi started going to David, and Achimatz went and he ran and he beat the Kushi. He ran and he went in front of the Kushi. The pasuk says, "V'yavor Achimatz derech hakikar v'yavor es haKushi." So you see, v'yavor is a lashon of going in front of, is a lashon of before. Abayam or Mehacha, that we have a makar from that Iver means in front of, from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, V'hu Aver Lifnehem, referring to Yaakov Avinu, when he was getting ready to greet Esav, so he set up his whole mishpacha, and then the pasuk says, V'hu Aver Lifnehem, that he went in front of them. So you see, Aver means to go in front of. Yivayisema Mehacha, from here, V'yavur Malkom Lifnehem V'ashem B'raisham. This is referring to when Klal Yisrael is going to go out of the Golas, Bizmana Geula, so it says that they're going to go out, and it's going to be their Malkom Lifnehem, that the Melech HaMashiach is V'yavur Malkom Lifnehem, he's going to go in front of them, Vashem Bereisham. So you see again that Iver is a lashon of going in front of, is a lashon of before. Says the Gemara now, Lefaneha Mai Mevarich. What's the nusach of the bracha that we make before reading the Megillah? Rav Sheshesh Miktarzia Ikla Lekameder of Ashi Ubarich Manach. He made a bracha of Manach. That's the bracha that you make before reading the Megillah. What's Manach? So Rashi says it's an acronym. The Mem stands for Mikra Megillah. The Nun stands for Sha'asa Nisim, Nun of Nisim, and the Ches stands for the Ches that's in the bracha of Shachianu. Those are the three brachas that you make before Kriyas HaMegillah, is Al Mikra Megillah, Sha'asa Nisim, and Shachianu. La'achareha Mai Mevarich, ask the Gemara what bracha, what's the nusach of the bracha that you make after reading the Megillah. Says the Gemara, Baruch Ata Hashem, Melkeinu Melech Ha'olam, we're going to have this soon, Ravis Rivenu, Adana Sinenu, Anoikim Simasenu, Vanifmanu Mitzarenu, Vamishalim Gemul Chayvin Nafshenu, Baruch Ata Hashem, Anifra Li Yisrael Mikol Tzareyim. We thank Hashem that Hashem takes care of us, and He takes retribution, He takes a nekama from our enemies for what they try to do to us. Rava Amar, Rava says that the ending of the bracha is not Baruch Ata Hashem, Anifra Li Yisrael Mikol Tzareyim, rather it's Baruch Ata Hashem, Hakel HaMashiach. So Amar Rapapa, says Rapapa, now that we have these two different nuschais, we have the original nusach that we mentioned, and then we have Rava's nusach, so says Rapapa, like he does many times in Shas, says Rapapa, Hilkoch Nimrinu Litarvayu, let's combine both of them. We had this a few times in Brachis, we had this other places as well. The Rapapa says, let's be Yitzeh all the Shitas, let's do everything, Hilkoch Nimrinu Litarvayu, let's say both nuschais. What should we say? We should say, Baruch Ata Hashem, HaNifra LiYisrael Mikol Tzareyim, HaKelo Mashiach. We'll incorporate both nuschais into the bracha that we make at the end of the Megillah. Rav Eliashiv in his Shiur Mamaseches Brachos, Nun Testament Aleph, he brings famously from the Teplik Rav, that the Teplik Rav explained that we find by the Siyam, anytime we make a Siyam, when we mention all the various sons of Rapapa, we see Rapapa was Zaycha to have many sons who were Tamid HaChachamim. Says the Teplik Rav, what did he do that he was Zaycha to have so many children, so many sons that were Tamid HaChachamim? Says the Teplik Rav, it's a Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Chav Gimel Mabes. It says, the Rachim Rabbanon, someone who loves Rabbanon, someone who loves Tamid HaChachamim, so we'll have children that are Rabbanon, he'll have children that are Tamid HaChachamim. So said the Teplik Rav, Rapapa, we find in many, many places in Shas where we have a machlekes about a nusach of a bracha, and Rapapa says, let's do both of them. He loved Tamid HaChachamim. He wanted to be Mekayim all the different Shitas. He was Rachim Rabbanon, and this is why he was Zaycha to have children that were Tamid HaChachamim. Says the Gemara Vayter, now we mentioned in the Mishnah, that b'sheni u'b'chamishi b'shabes b'mincha kairin shleisha. We mentioned that the most basic tikkun of Kriyas HaTorah that we have is on Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos b'mincha, where we have three aliyahs. So says the Gemara, Hani Shleisha Kenegin Mi. Why were they misaking three? What's the deal with three? Why specifically the number of three aliyahs? So Amar Rav Asi, it's Kenegin Torah Neviim Uksuvim. We're reading Torah Shebiksav, so Maram is to the three different books of Torah. There's Torah, there's Neviim Uksuvim. Rava Amar, Kenegin Kehanim Levim Yisraelim. We have three aliyahs, Kenegin, the three types of Yidden. Elohad Tanu Rav Shimi. Says the Gemara, now you're telling me that there has to be a remez in the takana of Kriyas HaTorah, and everything is significant. So, Elohad Tanu Rav Shimi Ein Peichsim Me'asar Psukin, the Beis HaKnesses, it says that when we have Kriyas HaTorah, so you can never have a Kriya that's less than 10 Psukim. Vayidaber Oilam in Aminyan, and Vayidaber counts as one of the 10 Psukim that we have as part of the Minyan. Vayidaber, meaning the Pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem Umayshal Eimor. Rashi points out the Chiddush of that is that even though it's a Pasuk that seemingly we don't learn anything from, so it still counts as one of the 10 Psukim. That's the Halacha. So that's the Gemara, Hani Asara Kenegin Mi. So what's these 10 Psukim, what are they Kenegin? Agav, that which Rashi says, we don't learn anything from Vayidaber Hashem Umayshal Eimor is a Pela, because we had in Maseches Yuma that we learned from here the idea of not telling over someone's secrets. We have a Raisa L'Halacha about the Halachis of saying over secrets. But that's the Halacha that we learn now from Vayidaber Hashem Umayshal Eimor. So what does it mean that Rashi says we don't learn anything from this Pasuk, Tzarchian? But that's the halacha that you always have to have 10 psukim, and the yadavir is aylam in aminyan. So ask the Gemara, why is it specifically the number 10? It's interesting, on Purim Lamaisa we have 9 psukim in the Kriyas HaTorah. I guess typically we don't have less than 10, so why the number 10? I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it's Keneged Asara Bat Lana and Shebebeis HaKnesses. It's Keneged the 10 people, but they make it their job to make their part of the minyan kavua in the shuls. We mentioned this idea of the Asar Bat Lanan earlier in the Masechta, that they don't have any other job. Their job is to be the Minyan Kavua. So says the Nemuke Yosef, if we have 10 Psukim, Keneged these 10 people, in order to be Mizari's others to take part in this Chus, we make a Zeicha for the Asar Bat Lanan, so people should realize the Chashivas of being part of the Asar Bat Lanan, and it should be Mechazik the Inyan. Rabbi Yosef Amar, it's Keneged Asaras Hadibrais, Shenemer Lomaish Mesinai, it's Keneged Asaras Hadibrais, it's always a good thing to remember the Asaras Hadibrais, so therefore we make a Zeicha and we have 10 Psukim. Skip the parentheses. Rabbi Yechdon Amar, it's Keneged Asar Maimarais, Shebehen Nivra Ha'olam. It's Keneged the 10 Maimarais that Hashem used, 10 sayings, through his Amira that he created the world with, which also, of course, it's always a good idea to remember Maisa Bereishis. Says the Gemara, Hainenu, what are the 10 Maimarais? It's Vayomer de Bereishis. It's the 10 times where we have an Amira, Vayomer, in Parshas Bereishis. Though that's the Asar Maimarais. Ask the Gemara, then Hani Tisha Havu. There's only 9 times that it says a Lashon of Amira in Bereishis. So then for the Gemara, Bereishis Nami Maimerhu. Even the first Pasuk of the Torah, Bereishis Baro Elokim Asa Shemayim Asa Aretz, even though it doesn't say a Lashon of Amira, Bereishis Baro Elokim Asa Shemayim, when Hashem created the Shemayim and the Aretz, that's considered an Amira. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu Brepiv Kol Sivam. So you see that Shemayim and Aretz were created Bidvar Hashem. So even though in the Torah it doesn't say a Lashon of Dibur, it just says Bereishis Bara, but still we see from this other Pasuk, Bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu Ubruv Piv Kol Sivam, that obviously that was also an Amira, so that's the 10th Maimer. Al Kapanim, we see that the world is created with Asar Maimaris, so that's why we have 10 Psukim Keneged Asar Maimaris. So we can't go weiter without pointing out an incredible hashkacha that we have to learn this Gemara specifically today on Monday. Why? Because the halacha that we just read was that we don't have less than 10 psukim for Kriyas HaTorah, and the Yidaber, the pasuk of Yidaber Hashem Umayshal Eimor, so that could count towards the 10 psukim. Lamaisa, we don't have, this halacha is almost completely irrelevant, because we don't have any Kriyas HaTorah the entire year. It's only a couple times that we read Tem Psukim, and even those couple times that we read Tem Psukim, there's never a time where we read Tem Psukim, and Vayidaber is one of the 10, even on Purim, where we read 9, none of the Psukim are Vayidaber Hashem Umayshal Eimor. We don't have any sort of Kriya that is 9 or 10 Psukim, that one of the Psukim is Vayidaber Hashem Umayshal Eimor. So what's this halacha relevant to? I saw in the Sefer Shari Zmanim, Rav David Heber from Baltimore, he points out in Simen Chav Beis that there's one Kriya that we have the whole year that this is relevant to. What's this one Kriya? The Kriya that we have today on Monday of Parshas Kisisa. It's the kriya that we have of Shabbos Mincha on Monday and Thursday of Parshas Kisisa, where we read 11 psukim, but two of the psukim are Vidaber Hashem al Meisha Lemor. This is what it's relevant to. You have to have 10, and Vidaber could count towards the 10. We're only yaitze that in today's kriya. We're only the yaitze that in the kriya of Parshas Kisisa that we lay in on Shabbos Mincha Monday and Thursday, because Vayidaber Hashem Amayshe Leimor counts as part of the 10. That's the hashkacha that we have of learning this Gemara today. Hakopanim says the Gemara Vayter now Amar Rava that Rishon. So we mentioned that there's 10 psukim. Every kriya, the kriya that we have, let's say Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, it has to be at least 10 psukim. So now if you divide it up into three aliyahs, so 3, 3, 3, that's only going to get you to 9. So one of the three aliyahs, you have to have 4 psukim. So says the Gemara Amar Rava that Rishon Shekara Arba Meshubach, if you have it that the first person who gets the aliyah that he reads 4 psukim, there's a maila in that, that's Meshubach. Sheini Shekara Arba Meshubach, if you have it that the Levi, the second, the one who's aliyah for the second aliyah, that he gets 4 psukim, there's a maila in that too, that's Meshubach. And Shlishi Shekara Arba Meshubach, whichever way you go, there's a maila, whether it's the first, the middle, or the last aliyah that gets the 4 psukim, there's some sort of maila in that happening. What's the maila? Says the Gemara to explain each one. First of all, Rishon Shekara Arba Meshubach. If you have it that the Rishon gets 4 psukim, there's a maila in that. Like we learned in the Mishnah, that when it comes to the Machzis HaShekel, so also in Yanu Diayma, so it says, B'shalish Kupais Shal Shalish Sa'in Shebehen Tormines Alishka. That when the Kayim would go and take from the Machzis HaShekel that was all collected, and so they would use the money to go pay for the Karbanos Tzibur. So the Kayim would go into the Lishka, and he would have 3 baskets, and he would go and he would take the Machzis HaShekel from the Lishka, and he would collect it into these 3 baskets. Vayakasav Aleihen Aleph Beis Gimel. And on each one of the 3 baskets had a different letter, one an Aleph, one a Beis, one a Gimel. Why was it important to mark each one? That the first one was called Aleph, the second basket was called Beis, and the third one was called Gimel. Leida Ezem Ehan Nisr Marishain, in order to know which one the money was put into that basket first, we want to know which one was first. Why is that important? Lahakr Vimena Rishain, because we want to use the money in the first basket and bring the karbanos first from the first basket. And the reason for that is Shemitzvah Berishain, because there's a maila in using the Rishain. So you see this idea of Mitzvah Berishain, and therefore so too by Kriyas HaTorah. Mitzvah Berishain would tell us that there's a maila in having the first ayla get 4 psukim to treat them with more chashivas. Emtsai Shekara Arba Meshubach. Also, if you have the middle aliyah that he gets 4 psukim, there's a maila in that. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa that the pasuk says Amul Pneya Menoriya Iru. We darshan from here the Malamid Shemitzadid Pneyam Klapenir Maravi. All the candles of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, so they all pointed towards the Ner Maravi, towards the middle candle. The Ner Maravi klapei Shechina, and then the middle candle, the Ner Maravi pointed klapei the Shechina. Vam Rabbi Yochanan says that you see a lesson from here. Mikan Shem Tsayi Meshubach, that there's a Maila in the middle. You see all the candles pointed towards the middle candle. There's a Maila in the middle. So too when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, there's a Maila in having that the middle Aliyah that he gets the 4 Psukim. Va'achrin Shekara Arba Meshubach. And lastly, if you have the last aliyah that he gets 4 psukim, so that's also Meshubach, Misham Malim B'Kodesh V'Loi Meriden, based on the concept of Malim B'Kodesh V'Loi Meriden, to always go up in Kedusha, so it makes sense that the last one should get 4 psukim. Says the Gemara a story that Rav Papa Ikla Lebei Kanishta Da Abi Goyver. That Rav Papa one time visited the shul of Abi Goyver. Rashi says it's a person, maybe Abu Dhabi's second cousin. He went to the shul of Abi Goyver, V'kara Rishon Arba, and he read that he had it that the first aliyah got 4 psukim. V'shabche Rav Papa, and Rav Papa, meaning in the shul they had it that the first aliyah, the first aliyah got 4 psukim. V'shabche Rav Papa, and Rav Papa was meshabeach Abi Goyver that he did it like that, that he orchestrated his shul in such a way that the first one had 4 psukim. The Marsha points out that it wasn't that Rapapa is arguing on Rava and saying that Dafka we want the first one to have 4 psukim. Rapapa could be his maida to Rava, that it doesn't matter which one is the one that gets 4, but there was also maila in the first one getting 4. Whichever one they would have done, Rapapa would have been Mishabeach them. Lamaisa, this is what they did, and Rapapa was Mishabeach him. So they point out in the Gois Fitzunim that this does not seem to be the correct Dibur Maschil, so to speak, for this next Gemara. This next Gemara is going to focus on that which the Mishnah said, that when you come to Kriyas HaTorah, so the first Aliyah, the first Ayla, he makes a bracha before reading from the Torah, no bracha afterwards, and then the last Ayla makes a bracha after reading from the Torah. So you just have the first and last Ayla making the bracha. So as the Gemara, that Tana we learned in the Braisa, HaPaseach Mevarech Lefaneah VaHachayseh Mevarech Lacharaeh, that the one who gets the first Aliyah, he makes a bracha before reading from the Torah, and the one who's the last Ayla, he makes a bracha after reading from the Torah. The Ritva says, because it's all one mitzvah, so you just make a bracha in the beginning and the end. Va'inna, however, nowadays, the Kulu Mevarech Lefaneah Lacharaeh, now we see that the minig is that everybody makes a bracha before and after, the first, the second, the third, every ayla, he makes up his own personal bracha before and after reading from the Torah. Says the Braisa, Hainu Taimu, this is the reason, is because the Kinu Rabbanan Gzeira Mishoma Nichnasin Mishoma Yaitzin. The Rabbanan made a Gzeira that everybody, every ayla, should make his own personal bracha before and after reading from the Torah, because of Gzeira for people that come late to shul or they have to leave early. If someone who comes late to shul and he's going to see that the second ayla doesn't make a bracha before, or the third ayla also, so he's going to think, oh, you don't make a bracha before reading from the Torah. He's not going to know that the first one made a bracha before reading. So therefore, we want it that everybody makes a bracha before. And if someone has to leave from shul early, he's going to see that the first one made a bracha before reading from the Torah, and he's going to see that no one made a bracha afterwards. He's going to think that you don't have to make a bracha after reading from the Torah. So to prevent a person from thinking such a thing, so therefore the Chazal were misakin that every ayla should make a bracha both before and after reading from the Torah.